Hi everyone, this is Kaoli on Flysheng Radio, and today we're gonna have a special guest from London. I mean, we are connecting in Skype and we're gonna talk about something quite important for Flysheng. And obviously, yeah, because we are connecting with London, so Koichi is gonna be a guest as well, but we're gonna have one more guest, and we are going to talk about the really important thing. So you can't miss it. You can't tonight, this week's Flysheng Radio. So please just keep listening to it until the end. And yep. So I'm gonna introduce today's first song, which relates someone to today's guest. So yeah, I think it's a good clue to guess who is today's guest. And the song is called Unseen Ties by Colors. Enjoy it.
どこかで凍える人が声を殺し泣いてる。誰かが晴れた空見て元気かなつぶやいた。テレビ画面瓦礫の山揺れる揺れる僕の心。壊れた景色なくした笑顔流れる知らない。
Listening to a Flysheng Radio, and that was Colors with Unseen Ties. So, today's special guest. I'm gonna help now. So, Candy-san, Koichi-san, よろしくお願いします.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Very good. Very good.
Good.
Good. Is it sunny day there today?
It is indeed. Yes.
Oh. Sunny day in London is the best.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's been really warm. Actually,
really?
Hot.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very nice.
You guys gonna walk today or you gonna just stay?
I'm off.
Oh,
I'm not working.
I will have spot later.
I have a big party tonight.
Okay. I see. Hi. So, yeah, obviously, as I already explained to everyone, like, there is a reason why we have Kenji as a guest today.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's about this Unseen Thai song as well. So
yeah, that was basically the very beginning of everything, really.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, through this song, I met Obi-sensei.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, after that, you know, all the people I met. But this song, if there was not this song,
mm-hmm.
probably, you know, we're not here while talking to each other now, you know?
Yeah, I think so. So this song made everything. And this song connected everyone to each other. So without this song, we couldn't... had seen met each other, so so I believe that music connects to people, and that exactly what happened to us as well.
Definitely.
Pretty much. Right. Okay. So and yeah. So why we are having guest Kenji as today's guest is well. At the beginning, Fly Jam started with me and Koichi and Obi-san, only three people, until recently. But about 2 weeks ago, we decided to invite Kenji as a Fly Jam's member. So yeah, now we have Kenji as a Fly Jam!
Yay!
Yeah, like that was about a week ago, wasn't it? Like I was in Scotland. I was kind of touring in Scotland, like driving around.
Yes.
And then we had a meeting, you know. Like between Koichi-san, Obi-sensei and Kaori-chan and myself and Kari was there as well. But Obi-sensei kind of officially offered me that you know, position. And I've been dreaming of actually being able to do this kind of, you know, things. So I'm quite excited that, you know, I'm now involved.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, we can make something special, you know, together.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm looking forward to. And then that's why I'm so happy to have Kenji-san as one of us. We started this Fly Jam in Japan and now Koichi is in London. But it could be very difficult if we didn't have you, Kenji-san, in Fly Jam. Still, you know, because me and...
Probably just, you know, the possibility, you know, like... I've got things that I'm good at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Coach has got, you know, something that he's good at. And sort of kind of we try to kind of combine, you know,
possible.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I'm not lonely.
Right. I'm not lonely anymore.
I've been
feeling like I've been left out for the past 2 years. You know, I'm on my own here.
Oh.
I'm quite happy to, you know, have him back here. So, you know, maybe we can things together, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll be back soon too, so.
When are you going to be here?
Oh, well. By next year, I hope.
Yeah,
I'll be there. Enjoying you guys to get the inflation involved more and more.
Mm.
Yeah. So, Well, as you've already said that, like, everyone has a something good at, and then because now we have a Kenji-san as one of us, you know, we can involve so many things, like, organizing a proper decent events in London to get the Japanese people and promote Japanese musicians, that kind of thing, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, just want to mention quickly that, you know, it's actually not very difficult, you know, to kind of play here, you know, like, when I was like a teenager, you know, like, I was kind of always wanted to come to London and then, you know, do some gigs and stuff. But kind of, you know, people around me at that time kind of told me that, well, come on, you know, Kenji, you know, you can't even do it here, and how can I do this in overseas? But nowadays it's becoming quite easy, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then you can be proud of, you know, what you've got there. So you don't really need to kind of, you know, try to do things that English, like British people, do. You know, just bring your body here.
Yeah.
And do what you do. You know to do.
I like it. Exactly, because. Compared to the, like, a humanity, long time ago, like, now it's not so easy, it's not so difficult to go abroad and live there. But obviously, if we want to go to the UK to stay, then we have to get a visa and money, that kind of thing. Still, we have bucks. But as a musician, I think it's not so difficult to promote yourself in the UK anymore. So, what I want to say to all Japanese musicians is just move your ass. And then just get an air ticket and go to the UK. Then Koichi-san and Kenji-san is there, so it's not so difficult.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we like to obviously create some sort of stuff that, you know, kind of makes it easier for them to, you know, kind of play and, you know, perform here. So it could take maybe, you know, a little bit, but I think it's very possible.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, vice versa, you know, we like to actually, you know, kind of send some bands here, you know, from here to Tokyo.
Oh, so that would be amazing. There. Yeah, that would be epic.
So
I'd love to do that too.
I mean,
yeah, like we can invite people from the UK. And then, I can ask them to play at 16th party too. And if it could be, true, then that's gonna be very interesting and awesome.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there is a scene for Japanese artists here. You know, there are fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing that they need to be afraid of, really.
Yeah,
you know?
True. That's very true. Okay, so Kenji-san, today's second song I have to introduce to everyone. And this is also your song. So could you introduce about this song?
Yeah, this one is actually outside of the Colors project.
Cool.
It's a project with the guy named Yuki, who used to live in Milton Keynes, which is about an hour on a train from London up north. He came to one of our events, you know, with that was a, you know, Namonai Kizuna event back in, I think that was 2013. And he came to the event, and then, you know, since then we kind of started to hang out together.
Okay.
And he's also a musician, and so, you know, we decided to work on this one track.
Okay.
He basically wrote this song.
Okay.
And then I kind of put my vocal onto it. And he's now in Tokyo formed a band called 708.
708, okay.
It's quite a, I don't know, for me, kind of Californian, sort of a punk, simple kind of energetic punk.
Wow.
Kind of, you know, I think Kaori, I think you like
him. Yeah,
you know,
I think that's pretty much my taste.
One day maybe, you guys can have him, you know, on here. But this song is called, what was it, Cliché?
Cliché.
By Kenji and Yuki. Yeah?
Right, okay, so we're gonna play that song. Yeah, this song is from Kenji and Yuki and Krisha. Enjoy it. Kenji and Yuki with Cliché. So, hi again.
Hey.
Hi. Well, okay, we've already explained that we had a Kenji song as a new song. And now I want to talk about, so what's going to exactly happen in the future? As we've got the Kenji-san as one of them in London.
So, shall I explain?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Good. Alright, so after Kenji getting both, Frasier. Yeah. So, I'm not only anymore.
Mm.
Then, actually, what are we gonna start from with Kenji?
Yeah.
So, actually, we already have a 16 start.
Yeah.
It's gonna be more, you know, getting proper, and we want to make the event like an open mic style, more like in Japan.
Yeah.
The moment we just do a kind of lineup and venue bands music events, so we want to do more open mic style.
That's right.
And as well as also we have a big, you know, aim. Purpose.
Yes.
You have a purpose.
Goal. Destination.
I don't know when it's gonna be happen, but in the future we have a, you know, proper festival.
Yeah.
In London.
That's where I need to make it really. No.
What do you want to do, Kenji?
Well, start off the, like, kind of an East type of, you know, event, but you know, based on that. A music fest, you know, like you know, we have like a Hyper Japan, MCM, and you know, all those kind of exhibitions and how do you call it, like conventions.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they are based on the kind of anime, games, and you know, manga and that side. No? So, but you know, we like to probably organize something that, you know, related to music more. You know, like a concentrate on music or like a. Like a performance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could take maybe year or two, but you know, but we like to organize something, you know, one day kind of fest, you know, yeah, in the near future.
Yeah, not only music, but also like dancers as well.
That's right.
That kind
that's
of
right,
like
yeah.
staging performance things that we want to focus on as an event.
Yeah. And I'll be there to do some standing up comedy, you know.
You will?
Yeah. You know, I think I'm retiring from
rock music. Yeah, that's a shame. That's very sad.
I'm gonna convert myself into standing up comedy.
Oh, that would be interesting too. But I still want you to sing in an event, in a band. So please.
Yeah, couple of songs.
Just couple of songs.
Not like five or six songs anymore. Just two.
I can't run half an hour set anymore. I'm too old. Yeah. No. Too tired, you know. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I talk instead.
I hope it's just a key.
Yeah, that's basically what we want to do, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
As I told in Japanese version, this radio.
Okay.
I won't do Untoka Fest in Rotterdam.
Yeah. we do that as well.
You've just
but
had
like
it
said,
in Japan and
yeah, like I say in Japanese, I won't run more than 20 meters. So
that's funny.
100 meters is too much for me. So I basically, yeah, I sit at the, I don't know, where is it, like a booth, chatting up,
that's
my job.
Oh, no.
I'm happy. Yeah.
I think 20 meter race is quite more dangerous.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be more dangerous. Just 20 meters. It's too short to run. Short.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By my heart, 20 meters is the maximum I can cope with.
We all should start exercises, I think.
Right.
Because me and Tetsuo are talking about we will start playing basketball soon. As like a once a week or twice a week. Yeah, we were very serious about that.
So you're gonna get involved.
Yeah, exactly. I just told him like I used to play basketball when I was in school, and he was very surprised about that. Then he told me like he and actually his friends started basketball club, and then
I have heard he's kind of nowadays, you know, regularly, right.
So maybe. You guys too. Yeah. You guys should do something in London. Because it's not so...
I can play pool. I can play pool. So I don't need to run. Eight ball, pool.
Snook.
Yeah, like a video, you know?
Video.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I don't need to run.
Well,
I don't need to jump.
Is that...
It is. Yeah. Of course it is. It is.
Okay. Okay, you say so then. Right, okay, I trust you guys, so well. Yeah. But seriously, like we need to do something together.
Definitely.
In London. Yeah. And
yeah, maybe next year. Next year. The year 2016. We organize it. Right here. So you guys have to be here, you know, bring your obi-sensei also.
Okay.
You know,
I'll try.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Because
in Hyde Park somewhere.
Hyde Park.
Olympic is next year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we have enough time to organize this, no?
Again?
Yeah.
So we take a year to organize Indoka Fest in London or something. And are you gonna do some like a sports there?
Yeah.
That would be
great.
You guys do basketball, I do. I play pool.
What kind of yudoka is that? And you can only run 20 meters.
20 meters, yeah.
That's crazy. That sounds crazy.
Let's see.
I think it's okay, we'll see.
Quite exciting.
Okay. Well, anything you want to do, we should organize everything, whatever it is. And for next year and in the future.
That's a DMT style.
That's DMT. Pretty much, yeah. That's DMT. Yeah. No doubt. No question about that. We're going to do everything, whatever we want to do. There you go. Okay. Right, okay, click so... click it. It takes a day.
No one knows how to do it. That's the problem.
No one knows. No. No one knows. But we do that too. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, guys. Okay. It's the time. So, well, I'm sure that we're going to talk again on this radio show soon.
Sure.
But you want to say something before we say goodbye to everyone?
Like I said, basically that, we're really looking forward to start up some, organizing events.
Okay.
And, we kind of listed up a few venues that we're trying to approach,
Great.
And also try to discover, new artists here in London. So maybe, hopefully, maybe next time we can, bring some news.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, updates. Hopefully.
Mm. Okay. So, it was really fun and nice to talk to you, Kenji-san and Koichi-san. And please just have a good day for today. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye. So we had Kenji-san and Koichi as a guest for today, and we talked about a new project which is going to be started in London soon. And I'm quite happy, seriously, I'm very happy to have Kenji as one of us now, because he's amazing and he's interesting, but also he's also crazy, so like us, and then that's good to do something like really fun, crazy things. So I'm very looking forward to work with him more and more, and I hope that the many more people will realize that they have a chance to promote themselves in London as a musician or whatever it is. So if you're interested in contacting us to promote you or do something with us together, then just check our Facebook or our radio show again. So, because this Russian radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese and on Thursday we speak in English. And I hope you guys had fun today and looking forward to see you next week again. So thank you for listening. Bye!